Family-driven practice as a priority in all aspects of service delivery is further exemplified in your reading by Sutherland and others. In a randomized trial of treatment foster care, factors associated with family involvement and placement outcomes were examined. The results are very interesting, particularly with regard to family contact and actual involvement in treatment teams. Implications for policy and practice are discussed. Unfortunately, not all research suggests that youth and families are included in the development of treatment plans within residential facilities. In fact, some research shows that only about 30% are primary decision makers, as reported by providers. This is unfortunate given that residential treatment has the greatest impact when youth and families are part of a family-driven, youth-guided model of care. Such a model includes treatment practices that are strength-based, individualized, and respectful of family members and youth in their own care. Although major associations of residential treatment providers, such as the American Association of Children's Residential Centers, have endorsed the principles of family-driven care, research hasn't systematically examined the adoption of such practices on treatment outcomes. Your other readings address the experience of service providers, administrators, families, and community members involved in community-based efforts in other contexts. These are examples of initiatives designed to provide collaborative, family-driven, youth-guided practices in the delivery of services to youth and families.